on this episode of Counting Cars. It's dangerous to let me loose in a junkyard like this. Look at that old Ford van. Dude, I like this.
But you got a car sitting on top of it.
I don't want the Kia. I just want the van.
They're here because they want to build a bike.
This is for my son-in-law and her husband, and it's going to be a surprise.
So what kind of riding does your husband do?
Well, actually, he's never owned one. So.
And you're actually going to do this?
Yes.
Wow, you got guts.
Rick.
Hey, what's up?
I hear you have some things to teach me.
First off, get off that ridiculous shirt. Get on the pawn shop shirt.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Main Gate Auto Wreck.
This place is cool, man.
Yeah.
They got all kinds of stuff here.
Yeah.
To me, this is like a rose garden, man. I love it. Let's go check this out, man. Hey, what's going on? We're looking for Glenn.
That's me.
Glenn, I'm Danny.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Glenn. One of our co-workers, Harry, sent us down here. Said you got an old Galaxy here.
Yeah.
Kind of like take a peek at it, if you don't mind. You got some time?
You might have to do some walking. You got your walking boots?
I'm ready, brother. I'm ready.
Let's go.
It's dangerous to let me loose in a junkyard like this because all of the cool old stuff laying around this yard just jump out and speak to me, calling my name, saying, please, 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 Danny, take me home and make me cool again. Man, you got a huge place here.
What you think is junk is money to me, baby.
Amen, right? Amen. I feel you. Oh, my gosh, man. Look at that old Ford van. I love it, dude. 64 Ford Econoline.
Hey, aren't we here to see a 63 Galaxy?
Well, we are, but I like this. Dude, these vans are really cool.
I know, but you got a car sitting on top of it.
I don't want the Kia. I just want the van.
All right, we can get the Kia off.
I give you $500 for it.
Sold.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Then we'll give you $250.
Done deal already. Man. We already shook on
it. I love it. Done deal. $500. Let's go find the Galaxy now.
I think we're going this way.
I'm after you, brother.
You got it, brother.
I can't take you anywhere.
Looks like there's your beast.
Four-door, okay. 63, right?
Yeah, it's a 63.
Well, Harry was right, man. This looks like a decent car.
Yes, sir.
It looks like somebody did some work to it already.
Yeah, someone started doing the body work, I think.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's still pretty rough, but I'm just glad there's nothing stacked on top of it.
The Galaxy has been a favorite of racing enthusiasts ever since Ford introduced it in 1959. In 1963, however, that year's model became famous for an entirely different reason. During the manhunt for John F. Kennedy's killer, Dallas police officer J.D. Tippit emerged from his 1963 Galaxy patrol car to question the suspect, who pulled out a gun and shot Officer Tippit. That gunman was none other than Lee Harvey Oswald himself. Well, I think this thing shows a ton of potential, man. I mean, obviously, we've got to get a whole drivetrain for it. It's got no engine, got no trans, it's got no interior. But, I mean, we've got a great frame, we've got a good rolling chassis, we got a solid straight body. That's good. That's really good. Glenn, what do you want for this thing?
I got to have 2,000, brother.
Two G's. And you got the title for it.
You bet.
I'm thinking, since we just bought the van over there, that Glenn gives us a little bit of a discount.
You got any room? You got any room in this? Would you take $1,000 for?
No. No, I don't have that kind of room. I'll meet you halfway in the middle. $1,500. That's the absolute bottom dollar.
I think you're fair. You're on. Today has been a fantastic day. I'm gonna take this baby back to the shop. I've got hardly any money in it so far, so I know I've got a little bit of room to make this thing way cool. You mind if I come out here and do some shopping again?
Anytime you like, man.
I love it. What are you gonna do with this, man?
Instead of put Rolly and Mike up front, and we just drive around.
And a microphone.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kev.
Danny. This is Danny.
I think I can remember that.
And Julie.
Glad to make it there, Danny.
Danny, how are you, man? Julie?
Shannon.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Julie. I'm Danny. Nice to meet you. This is Shannon.
Hi, Julie.
Shannon, Julie. What's going on? What's the deal?
Well, they're here because they want to build a bike.
Oh, nice.
We're out here to get one built for my son-in-law and her husband, Jacob.
Oh, so we're dad and daughter here.
Right.
I got you. Okay.
It's going to be a surprise, we hope.
Tell me a little bit about Jacob. What's he do?
We haul water in the oil field.
You haul water in the oil field.
We are the company that go and haul the water off with semi-trucks and take it then to the disposals, and they pump it back into the ground. So I'm wanting to incorporate the work he does into the bike.
Well, that's awesome.
So what kind of riding does your husband do?
Well, actually, he's never owned one.
You're actually going to do this?
Yes.
Wow, you got guts. Do you have a particular styling that you like?
I don't really know the difference between motorcycles.
I got you. I'm with you. You know, custom bikes are becoming a little more mainstream these days, so occasionally you get a customer that's got a great idea but isn't too sure about the specifics. It's times like that when I have to go from count to counselor and try and figure out what these people want and what we can actually do. What do you see in your head? What does it look like?
Well, red's his favorite color. He's got a red pickup, he's got a red semi-truck.
And he likes lots of chrome.
So we got red and we've got a lot of chrome.
And then the other thing, if we could get like a oil rig painted on there with some lightning strikes to kind of incorporate our company.
Sweet.
Done. I love it. It's a real challenge trying to build a bike for someone when you don't even have the opportunity to speak directly to that person. Don't get me wrong, I think this is the best gift you could ever give. But it's always a risk building a bike for a customer when they really don't know what all is involved. We need to come out swinging and build them a gorgeous bike.
That's just silly.
That's me working twice. Why would I even do that? That just doesn't... I'm not going to draw it on a piece of paper so I can airbrush it on your hood. That's just ignorant. Of course it's going to be right. That's why you called me. You called me because I'm good at what I do. You're asking for too much work for too little money. This isn't even worth my time.
Dude. Is that a customer?
I wouldn't call him a customer.
Well, who was that?
I don't know. He called. He wants some airbrushing done, but he's insane.
So that's a customer.
He was driving me nuts. He wants me to draw it on a piece of paper.
Driving you nuts is a short trip. Mike is an absolute genius with an airbrush. Now, his people skills, not exactly up to snuff. You got to learn how to take a potential customer like this and lead them properly down the path to paying you for your work. You don't yell and scream at them.
He didn't seem smart enough to get to the path.
You have to lead them down. You know what? You know what you need? You need a little schooling on this, man. I got something for you. You're going to school, brother. You're going to school.
What are you talking about?
You'll see. You'll see, Mike.
What kind of school?
Hey, I got a little project that I need a little help with. It's something that's right up your alley. You in? You're beautiful. I'll send him your way. When do we get to see this thing go up and down?
Right now.
Hit it.
Please, man, you said it worked.
Danny apparently thinks I need a crash course in customer service, so he sent me down to the pawn shop to learn from the master, Rick Harrison. Rick. There you are.
Hey, what's up?
I hear you have some things to teach me.
First off, get off that ridiculous shirt and get on a pawn shop shirt. Rack's right over there.
This is my favorite shirt.
Danny called me up, one of his employees. He's not very good with the customers. He doesn't deal with them a lot, but when he does, he needs some work.
Oh, nice. I got it.
So I told him, you know what? Come over to my shop. I'll put him out on the sales floor. We can work with him.
Does he seem more professional?
It's polishing a turd, dude. Half the game is you gotta look like you know what you're talking about.
Hello, can I help you, sir?
Just give a good explanation of what we have. Be nice. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. You can do that, can't you?
Yeah.
Get out there, interact with customers. You might learn something.
Okay. You want to see anything?
How much is this one?
All right. Here we go. You point, I'll show.
This one?
Which one? The small one?
No, this one. This one right here.
That one?
No, the other one.
This one?
No, the other one. The one over here.
I feel like,
right
you're
here.
Screwing with me.
There.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much?
I don't see. Wait, here we go. This one's 17,000.
17.
But look at how shiny it is. Who's this for?
For my wife. Yeah.
I don't know if are you. I don't know. I don't know that. I gotta go ask. Hey, is he allowed to touch her?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Here, same time.
I need to see it, man.
You're well, I don't want you going nowhere with it. I run fast. Don't move. You get me in trouble. All right, that's enough. You want it?
Yeah.
17,000.
What about credit card?
All right. What kind of limit we got?
Dude, he's wanting to buy the ring, okay? You don't ask him what his credit card limits are.
I wanted to make sure you had enough, that's all.
No, he...
All right, I got you.
You know what? For that, I don't know if it's
Mike's customer interaction, his ranking a negative number. I mean, on a scale to 1 to 10, it's like -5 right now. He's blowing it.
Can I see that?
This one?
Yeah. That's beautiful.
You're quite beautiful. Hence, I'm single.
How much is this?
Okay, I'll let it go for $100 just because
really?
You're
really nice. Thank you. I'll take it.
That's why I wanted Mike, to keep your man over Mike. There.
That's $40,000.
All right, I might have missed. I might have had my thumb on this.
You've learned more than enough today. Go back to Davis.
40,000?
Just go.
I'm sorry.
He's new.
So touchy. Man.
I had Mike over here for the day. My advice to Danny, keep him as far away from the customers as he can.
About a month ago, I picked up this 1963 Ford Galaxy from a junkyard. I want to give her the Counts Customs treatment with a little bit of a lowrider vibe. One of my new guys, he's putting in this all high-tech airbag suspension system in this car for me. I'm going to stop by to make sure that things are going smooth. It's looking good, man. It's looking really good. I got to tell you, I am liking the car a lot. You know, and we're doing it kind of that lowrider sled style because, you know, it's perfect for this car, being the four-door, being the sled. Dweezy, is that you under there, man?
Yeah, it's me, Daddy.
We're getting ready to slam this thing down. Take a look at it. I don't want you under there.
Thank you for the warning.
Dweezy's one of my new guys here at the shop, and I love the kid, man. I can see him quickly becoming one of my go-to guys. How's this thing going, man?
Man, it's certified sexy.
That's what I like to hear.
Well, you know, it's got that Miami twist on it with the candy paint and everything.
Nice.
This one is one of the righteous ones.
Nice. You're feeling it.
Yeah.
How is the airbag suspension setup coming together? Looking good?
Sweet.
Well, when do we get to see this thing go up and down?
Right now.
Let's check it out.
See it now?
I'd love to, man. Let's see it.
Do it.
All right. Show me what you got.
Hey, Harry Pops. I'm playing it cool right now, but man, do I feel the pressure. I'm still the new guy around here, and this is my first really big project to prove myself to these guys, so this better work, otherwise I'm gonna look like a jackass.
Well, let's see this thing do what it does.
All right.
Now, this thing isn't gonna jump up and down and smash my foot over here, is it?
No, just gonna up and down right now. You gotta program it.
That's a whole different setup. It's the leaping airbag setup.
Okay. That's the frog setup.
So we don't have that, you're saying?
Not yet.
Yeah, man.
All right. You ready?
Hit it.
All right. Dweezy, man, you said it worked.
Dude, you gotta turn the key.
All right, hold on. Oh, it goes down a little bit in the rear.
Okay.
Put a little bit in the front.
Well, come on, man. Show me what this thing. There we go.
Kiss the ground. How low can she go?
9 inches in the back.
It's certified sexy.
All right, I'm working with you on that. I'm working
yeah,
with you
I'm
on that.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand that myself.
It's a young thing, Kevin.
It's a young thing. I'm with you. It's a young thing.
Oh, you're young? Now you're young?
You probably wouldn't get it, man.
Oh, okay.
You probably wouldn't get it. Us kids, we get this stuff.
All right.
We get this stuff. All joking aside, I'm really hoping that we pull off a wicked sled here with this old Galaxy because I want to take it down to the lowrider crowd and let these guys check it out and start hunting for some serious buyers. I get to see myself cruising in that Galaxy right now. Feeling it?
Yeah.
Feeling it. Nice job, you guys.
All righty, fellas.
Appreciate it.
See you later.
Give it to me straight. Does she meet the approval?
Straight up?
Yeah. Try it. See what you think, man. See what you think there, man. It's got a nice vibe, doesn't it? Feels good.
You know what? It's not me.
We are working like crazy on Accounts Customs first. We're turning an old Galaxy four-door into a way cool sled. Meanwhile, a few months back, Julie came in with her dad to commission a special surprise gift motorcycle for her husband, Jacob. Now, Shannon, he's been going crazy on this beautiful softail frame, and Ryan has gone nuts on the most amazingly gorgeous custom paint job. Well, the bike is done, and Julie came up with a great way to surprise Jacob. She brought in the whole family on vacation, and Jacob's buddy, John, he's going to be pretending that he's here looking to buy a brand new bike for himself. What's happening, salesman?
Hey.
What's up,
how
boss?
How you doing, bro? What's going on?
Hey, introduce you to a few people. This is Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Nice to meet you.
This is Dan.
Dan?
Yeah, Dan.
Remember that? That's easy.
Jacob.
Jake. Hi, it's nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure, brother.
And John.
John. Nice to meet you.
They're interested in a bike.
Who's thinking about a bike?
Right here.
John.
Yeah,
is.
Absolutely, man.
Sweet. We do all kinds of bikes. What's your vibe?
That fat one down there on the end. That's pretty slick. Get me on something like that. You know, maybe Jacob will want to pick one up, too. We can go out together.
Uh-oh, trying to drag him down with you?
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm going down, he's going down, too.
You know, I'm trying to think of what we might have that's available, because that one's mine, man.
It's a nice box.
But we might have something. Would you do me a favor, man?
Sure.
Would you grab Shannon? Tell him I need to see the red fat one.
Okay.
And we'll see if John likes it.
Okay. The whole family was totally in the surprise. Jacob has no clue that this bike is about to be his. All right, Shannon, roll that baby on out here, man. Let's see this thing.
Yeah, it's something else.
It's a nice bike.
Yeah,
nice, Shannon. She looks beautiful, bro.
Man, that red is something else.
You're right on that.
Sweet, ain't it?
That is it.
You should try it on, John. You should sit on that thing. Throw a leg over it.
Just, what do you think?
Go ahead.
Yeah, try it. Try it. and just see what you think.
John, you look pretty good on there.
It's got a nice vibe to it.
You know what? Not me.
No, it's not,
ain't.
Is it?
It
no.
I
think Jacob needs to sit on it.
You know, I was kind of wondering that same thing, too, man. I was kind of wondering about that.
We might have to take it home if I sit on it.
Really? You kind of dig it?
I like it.
Well, I'm glad that you do, because we are taking it home. This is your bike from me to you.
I don't know what to say. Thank you. I really love you.
This bike was a gorgeous ground-up build. Started with a soft-tail frame, running 125 cubic inch fully polished engine in it, backed up with a 6-speed transmission. We topped this thing off with an amazing custom paint job. We started with a gorgeous custom red base coat. Jacob works in the oil field, so we wanted to give this graphics that mimic oil and water splashed all over the bike, and topped it off with a beautiful oil rig getting hit by lightning and that patriotic American flag waving from the top. Jacob, this bike was built specifically with you in mind.
It is a nice bike. I'm afraid to sit on it.
I am thrilled that Jacob loves his bike, and I am more than happy and more than proud to be putting this gorgeous custom bike and Jacob, a brand new rider, out in the wind. Everybody is going to be jealous.
I'm jealous of myself.
We have been working on this 63 Galaxy for months, and today she is finished. We got the body and the interior looking amazing right now. We fitted this thing with an outrageous monster motor, and we added a few other little extra touches along the way. Now she is absolutely beautiful. With this car, it's definitely out of the box for me. So before I even begin looking for a buyer, I'm bringing this beast to a place where I know I can get an honest opinion. What's up, brother? Jesse, my man. Good to see you.
How you doing, sir?
Jesse's a dear old friend of mine and definitely a local custom car legend. So I asked him to take a look at this ride and bring some of his buddies down who are lead sled cats. I went in a route that is more along the style of what you guys do. Got a lot of money in the car, and I want to make sure I'm on the right track.
So we're not going to take it easy, man. We'll give you our honest opinion. That's what I want, man.
That's what I want, because I can take it. I'm thick-skinned.
All right.
I can take it, man.
Let's see what you got.
Where is it?
Rolly. Bring that baby around front, would you?
Hell yeah.
Oh, look at that. That's nice.
Straight.
Wow. How do I look?
You make that car look stolen.
Nice.
This 63 Galaxy is wicked from top to bottom, man. From its full custom airbag suspension to its gorgeous alligator interior and the beautiful candy paint job, this car is sexy from head to toe. All right, you guys, give it to me straight, man.
The deadly Galaxy right here.
Yeah. Feel good on the color?
Candy apple red?
Yeah.
You guys even blacked out all the trim, huh?
Yep. A nice flaked out roof.
Yeah?
Who did the striping, Daddy?
That's all Ryan, brother.
Some silver leaf in there, too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Man.
Nice little tasteful stuff, not too much.
Maybe subtle.
Yeah.
Classic.
Right, right.
That interior is nice.
Gator and fur, man. I mean, come on.
Got a gator in the headliner, there's a gator in the car.
I like your style.
All right, what about under the hood, man? What you got under there?
I'm glad you asked. This car has got a whole lot of motor, man.
Whoa.
A 429 stroked out big block Ford. This thing is a beast. All right, guys, give it to me straight, man. Does she meet the approval?
Well,
what are you thinking, Jesse?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Straight up?
Yeah.
Y'all did yourself, man.
Are you serious?
For sure, man. For sure.
Thank
loving it, man.
Meets your
loving
approval.
This. Oh, for sure. Look at this. Beautiful.
Super clean.
Of course, super clean. I detailed it.
That's a beautiful 63 Galaxy. They did an awesome job. I mean, if you look at it, candy apple red with silver leaf in and all the chrome has been blacked out. It's a nice touch, something a little different, a little twist. You know, that's what Danny does. Danny puts his own little, you know, count and twist to it. They did an excellent job on the build.
So what are you looking to get out of it?
There's a lot in it, as you can tell, the vintage air, the heat, the paint, the everything. I'm really hoping to get somewhere around 40 to 45 Gs for this car. You think I'm out of line?
That's in the ballpark.
Okay. Thank you, brother. That is what I'm hoping for, man. I appreciate you guys giving me approval on this.
Definitely
thing,
gets my approval.
Sweet. Man, what a huge relief. I bought her for $1,500, put about $35,000 in it, and now I stand to make a profit of anywhere between 10 and 15 grand. I can't wait to get on the phone and start drumming up some buyers for this baby. Thanks.
Of course, man. Anytime.
Danny, the only thing that I suggest, make sure you have your alarm on.